Stop number 5. The large and haunting photograph in this room shows a man trudging through snow past the ruins of a synagogue, destroyed by the Nazis in 1939. Ross documented the Nazi destruction of both Jewish lives and Jewish places. As Ross said after the war, quote, "Having an official camera, I was able to capture all the tragic period in the Lodz ghetto. I did it knowing that if I were caught, my family and I would be tortured and killed." As you face the large, snowy photograph, the display case on the left shows historic materials from the Lodz ghetto, including currency and personal documents. In the upper left corner of the case, you can see Ross's own identification document with his photo. The display case on the right contains related artifacts from the collection of this museum that will give you a sense of what daily life was like for people trapped in the ghetto. They include ID cards, worker cards, a card for obtaining bread, and a coupon for medical care. There is also a group wedding photo, illustrating that the celebrations of life went on in the ghetto, even as the Nazi horrors increased. Your next stop is on the wall behind you. Its number is 6.